Okay, so we're doing a somewhat difficult sugya. I guess what's difficult about it is just to figure out what the issues are and to find the problems, to find what to work on, what the issues at hand are. You'll see, it gets interesting. So it's Tesama Beis and Bab Metzia. Okay, I guess in some sense or other you could call it a sugya about Zachan Adam Shelo B'fanav, but only in some sense or other, not directly. So let's see. So Hayorochev Agabe Behema starts easy. You're riding on an animal. Okay? Pick your favorite animal. Viroes Hamitsiya, and you see a lost object on the floor. Okay? V'omer l'chavero, and you tell your friend who's not on the animal, Tinali. Yes, give it to me. Right? Or take it for me. Tain. I guess give it to me, right? Give it to me. So Nutla, so if he takes it, the Omar, Ani Zachisiba, says, sorry, I took it for myself. Okay? Says, sorry. After he takes it, he says, I took it for myself. Zachaba. Then he gets to keep it. Right? He gets to keep it. Okay? So he's allowed to just take it for himself. Okay? He's allowed to seize it. But amar ani zachisi batchila. But if the agent picks it up, gives it to the guy on the horse. Yeah, I picked the horse. Picks it to the guy on the horse, and then after he gives it to the guy on the horse, he says, "Oh yeah, by the way, I picked it up for myself." Lo amar klum. Doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't work. Essentially, we don't believe him. Man, let's say. Okay, so Rashi. Lo amar klum, why is it nothing? So Rashi says, Da'afilu. Okay, now he's going to drop one here. Da'afilu amrinan hamagbia metziu al chaveiro lo kana chaveiro. Because even if you say, right, even if you say that if you pick up a metziu for your friend, it doesn't work, okay, because that's a question. Question is, could you pick up a metzia for somebody else? Okay? So even if you say you cannot, okay, you can't pick it up, so therefore when he picked it up, he definitely was picking it up for himself, because he can't pick it up for someone else. Kivan de Yavale, but since he gave it to the guy on the horse, Kanya, Mimanoshach. Okay? It's Kona no matter what. It's Ikanya Kama. If the first guy was kona it, the lo miskavin lahaknas lachavero, it was like he wasn't intending for it to work for his friend. Hayavani halai b'matana. So if you say that, we don't know what he was thinking when he picked it up. If he was thinking to be kona for himself, but bottom line is now he gave it to his friend. So why do you give it to him? If it's your thing, why do you give it to him? So it must be he gave it to him as a matana. V'ilo kanya kama mishin lo miskavin liknos. But if you say the first guy wasn't intending to be koneh for himself, right? So therefore he's not koneh for himself. Havyalei hefker. And the object is hefker. Ademata liyadei. Dehai. Until it reaches into the hand of the second guy. Vekanye hai. Bimai de akra miyadei. Dekama. L'shem kaniya. And then when the second guy takes it out of the first guy's hand in order to purchase to be koneh, so he's going to be koneh. The saying is, again, so the first guy picks it up and gives it to the second guy, so Manashach will belong to the second guy. Because if the first guy was calling it for himself, so yeah, but then he gave it over, he gave it to the second guy. So it's a matana. And if he wasn't calling it for himself, so then the object is still hefker. So then basically the second guy picks it up and he's calling it. So either way, I guess he's not believed to say, oh yeah, I was calling it for myself and then I was just lending it to you. That much you don't say. Apparently you interpret it. If the thing is there, you say, hey, give it to me, and you go pick it up and give it to him. We interpret it. Either one of these interpretations will lead to the fact that the second guy owns it.
Is the afilo a separate thing from the Imanovshach? Or the Imanovshach is within the afilo?
Imanovshach.
The afilo at the very beginning of the Rashi, when he says it.
The afilo might be a little kind of chavero.
So is this Imanovshach in that side?
Well, I think he means that if...
Or is it working out the afilo?
Like the other side, like. Give me a second. No, because it means like this: that if you could be koneh for someone else, yeah. So then when he says when he picks it up and gives it to the guy, it's it's muchach that he really was being picked it up for the other guy. Right? That's muchach. Right? If it's possible to be kone metzia for somebody else, so then when the guy picks it up and gives it to the guy on the horse, then it's mochiach that when he picked it up, he was really being kone for the guy on the horse. So therefore, of course, it will be his.
Right.
But even if you say that you can't be kone something for somebody else, so when he picked it up, he definitely was not being kone for the other guy. So then there's two options. Either he was picking it up to be kone himself, but in which case, he gave it as matana, or he picked it up and he didn't want to be kone for himself. It was still hefker. He was just being whatever, but then still.
Okay, got it.
So he's like kind of saying, even if you want to say you can't pick up Mitzia for the other guy, still it's going to belong to the other guy. But if you say you could pick up Mitzia for the other guy, then of course it will work. Okay? There's a little bit of cheshman here. We don't really need all these details. Okay? But the important part here, which I think we're going to want to get to, is this Rashi, where he brings up, can you be kone Mitzia for somebody else? Okay? Like, why not? Okay? Can you be kone Mitzia for somebody else?
Right.
There's mitzia on the floor. Could you pick it up for somebody else? So the general principle is, there is a general principle of zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that you have a right to be zocha, to, acquire or merit something. I don't know if zocha is right, or merit. What's right for zocha? Like to...
benefit.
Yeah, to benefit another guy without his say-so, not in front of him, without his consent. It's like an assumed, you
an
could
implied
like...
consent.
An implied consent. That it's for his benefit,
the
exactly.
Want
yeah, he would want it, right, yeah, exactly.
Would
who wouldn't want it, right?
Your guy would want a free thing.
Exactly,
to
exactly, right. Right. Like if someone's saying is, hey, I want to give Max a present, or like an Erev, let's say. I could be Kona an Erev, it's my thing, I'm going to give him let's say I want to be Zoch an Erev for Max. So, but Max isn't around, so I give it to David. I say, David, be kone on behalf of Max. He'll say, yeah, well, maybe Max doesn't want it. He'll say, no, of course, why would Max want it? It's an Erev, it's matzah, it's whatever. Of course, there's benefit. Of course you could do that. Because that's the principle. So the question is, so why wouldn't you be able to do that by a metzia? So why can't David just pick up a metzia from on the floor? And, you'll see the relevant issue is that if you pick up a metzia from on the floor on Max's behalf, you are thereby excluding anyone else in the world from picking it up. And
is this like a metzia, like a lost object metzia?
Yeah, but it's hefker. Let's say hefker. It doesn't matter. It's lost. It means that you're being caught on this hefker.
Okay.
But the idea is, by you picking it up, it's like you have this question on like a hefker table. Something's on the hefker table. Could you pick it up for someone else? Be that kind of question.
Is the issue because the other person's there, so it's not really shalom upon of? What's
no,
question?
No, there's no other person is there. No, the other person's not there.
Well, it's not there. We have a principle.
I know, but that doesn't necessarily work in a case where you're thereby preventing other people from being kona. Okay, like when it's hefker, it means it really is hefker, anyone can take it. Now, by you taking it for Max, you're thereby taking Max. Look, if Max wants, let him come here himself. Look, I'm there, I want to grab it as hefker. Now, you come and grab it for Max. Look, if Max is here, let me get it. I'm going to get it there before him. So now, but you, by you grabbing it, you're thereby excluding everybody else from it. So if you take it for yourself, it's one thing. But you're taking it for Max, you say, who says you have a right to do that? You see, Zachal Adeshlavafanov isn't exactly that case. Zachal Adeshlavafanov, it's where I'm giving a matana to Max. I'm not giving it to anybody else, I'm giving it to Max, and
right,
I need it, and you're there, so you're going to take it on his behalf.
Okay, I see it.
So, I mean, you'll see. I mean, I'm giving you a little bit of a heads up on what's coming. But that's kind of where we're headed. Okay? That's kind of where we're headed. That's what I think that Rashi is referencing, whether or not you could be called Nemetzir for somebody else. Okay? Okay, so let's see what happens. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. So let's go to the Gemara. It's going to digress. If you're not following all the discussion, don't worry about it. We'll lay out the issues as they come up. So it's not awesome. Mishalikir is a peya. So peya is halacha is that you have the corner of your field. You have to leave over for aniyim to take.
What have you like gather? Pick up?
Yeah, you're picking up the peya, right? Okay. You pick up. You like grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person who picks the peya. So pay is the corner of your field, which is how you have a person has to leave, can't take it on his own, but he has to leave it for the aniyim to take. Okay? He says leave it for the aniyim to take. Even if he's an aniyim, he can't take it. He has to leave it for the aniyim to take. So if a person takes peya, the amar harezu leploni ani. So if a random guy walks up to peya, let's say I'm not an ani, and I go to a field, to the corner of a field, and I'm kona it for ploni, who is an ani. Okay, some other guy, Anani. So Rabbi Lazar Omer Zachalo v'cham Omer Yidnena Lani Hanim Tzarishon. So Rabbi Lazar says you could be konet for Joe Ani. Okay, but the Chacham say doesn't work. He can't be Kona for him, and basically whichever Ani is there first, well, he could get it. Okay, give it to whoever's there first. Okay? Good. Okay, so it says, Amar Ula. So that's the Machlokes. Could you be Kona it? You pick up Peah for an Ani. Does it work, or does it not work? Okay, so Rashi. Mishali gets to pay Adam Ba'alma, Shayna Ba'alasavda. It's not talking about the owner of the field. Okay, hold on. You know, let's hold off a second. Let's go from the Gemara, because we're not ready for this, Rashi. Okay, so it says like this. Amar Ula. So what's the machlokas? So notice, could you pick up payah for somebody else, for an Ani? Right? You're not an Ani. You want to pick it up on behalf of another Ani. Well, it's not clear if you're not an Ani. But let's see. Amar Ula. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Machlokas me ashir la'ani. Okay, it's talking about where a rich person wants to be Kona the payah on behalf of a poor person. De Rebbe Eliezer Savar. Okay, you ready? Migu di boi mafkir nechase vehave ani vechazile. Migo. Okay, here's the word. Migo means since. Okay? Since, if you wanted, you could become an ani. You could simply make, right now, you could make all your properties hefker and become a poor person. And then you would be able to take it. So, hastanami chazilai. So now too, even though you haven't done it, but since you could do it, so therefore it's fit for you to be kona this payah. Okay? Fine. That's very nice. But you're not trying to be kona this payah. You're trying to be kona for somebody else, right? Umigo and a second migo. Migo de zachi lenafshei, zachi nami lechavrei. Since you could be kona it for yourself, because of this first migo check, therefore, you could also be zocha for somebody else. Right? So again, the first migo saying is that since you could make yourself an ani, therefore you could be kona it now, even though you're not. And then, since you could be kona for yourself, you could also be kona for him. Okay, two migos. Okay, it's a double migo. You need both of them. Right? Because if you didn't have the first one, so then you yourself simply aren't shayach to the thing altogether, because you're not an ani. So first you have to make you shayach to it. And once you're shayach to it, so then you could say, fine, now that I could do it for myself, I could do it for him. Okay, that's Rabbi Eliezer. And v'rabbanon savri, chad migo amrinan, trey migo lo amrinan. No, you can't do two migos. One migo you'd be able to do. Okay, like if you were an ani, for instance, right, avol me ani lani, direk al zachalo. But if you're actually an ani, everyone would agree you could do it. The migo zachanashi, zachanamachabri, because then you only need one migo. So you'll say, because you're not taking for yourself, you're not taking for yourself. No, migo that you can take it for yourself, you can take it for the other guy. But if you're an ashir, you can't take it for yourself. So the only way you can take it for yourself is through a migo. So the question is, could you combine two migos? Or not? That's the machlokas. How many migos could you do? Only one migo? Or even two migos? I mean, it's difficult to have the sugya. What's this machlokas about? Is this machlokas about payah? Is the machlokas about migos? Like, what are migos? Could I say one migo, two migo? Like, what is migo? What is migo? Where does it come from? What's it based upon? Why would I say one migo? Why would I say two migos? Right? The whole thing is hard to understand, right? Okay, let's say Rashi. Is everyone following the facts here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, I guess the facts aren't the hard part, yeah. Okay, so it says like this. So Rashi, Mishli gets a payah. Adam be'alma, she'enu ba'alasada. It's not the owner of the field. Even ba'alasada, lo'am re'velozo de'zacha. De'leka le'megar migo de'zacha le'nafshei. You can't say, migo, that I could be zacha for myself. De'afilu hu ani, because even if you are an ani musar hu, shelo laket payah misada shelo. You're still never allowed to take your own payah. So then there's no migo. What are you going to say? Even if I could become poor? But you can't. It's your field. Because an ani can't take his own stuff. Ariel's asking, why do you say migo that you could be mafka your field? Okay, it's a machlokas, I think. I don't think everyone agrees with this Rashi. Okay, but something more says. Okay, so then Rashi says, may asher la ani, she asher hu she likta letzorach ani. So if you're an asher who takes it for the purposes of ani, migo the zacher the nafshei. Because if you want, you could take it for yourself. If you pick it up for yourself. Chad migo me'ani la'ani. That's one migo. Okay, fine. So basically, that's the question. Is that if you're an ashir, if you're a regular, could you take, that's a machlokas, could you take the payah for someone else? Because in theory, in order to do it, you have to first of all make your, it's amigo that you can make yourself an ani, and since you make yourself an ani, therefore you, it's roi for you. And then, even if it's roi for you, since it's roi for you, amigo is roi for you, you can take it for yourself, so too you can take it for somebody else. So that's two amigos. So the question is, do you say two amigos, or you can only say one amigo? That's the machlokas. Okay, so the other question is that, okay, fine, so maybe it's aser. But I mean, let's say an asher goes to a field and his kona picks up the payah. Does it work? For himself. He's not allowed. And he's violating the mitzvah of payah or whatever, but does it not work? I mean, is it, maybe it's gazela or whatever, but it should work. You see him as a kinyan gazela or whatever. So why don't you say, similarly, it should work here? Saying it's here, it's not even going to work, it seems. So why doesn't it work?
Yeah.
So his asar, fine. He's not allowed to, fine. But bottom line is he's doing it. And his principle is achlan shalavafanov. So why doesn't it work?
Yeah.
Right, that's kind of asking. That's part of the problem, is why can't the David just in simple? Why don't you just say achlan shalavafanov? Right. Why? What's the deal here? Okay, fine. It's payah. Who cares? Bottom line is he's doing it. So he's not supposed to. Well, no, on the surface, what you mean you'll say is why not just say simple? Is that he's an ani and he's allowed to take it. Right? Notice he's allowed to take it because he's an ani. And I'm being zocha for him.
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not like I'm taking it. I'm an asher. But I'm not. Who cares? I'm doing zocha shalavafanov. So I'm being zocha for him and he's an ani. So why don't you say simple? Who cares? Why do I have to start saying, well, I could take it and he could take it? Just say it'd be simple. That's zocha lo, nim shalavafanov. So he's an ani and I'm being zocha on his behalf. So what's the problem? Then when you say, look, I'm violating the halachas of payah. Even if there's two problems. One problem is just say, I'm not taking it. I mean, that's, okay, so we're continuing here. So that's part of the problem in this sugya is we don't know anything. I mean, we're really coming in blind. We don't know amigos, we don't know zachin, we don't know any, you know, we don't know about payah. We don't really know. That's part of what's hard about a sugya like this is coming in without any knowledge, and you have to kind of figure out what are the issues in the sugya. I mean, like, what's the starting point here, right? It's almost like what are we given? Right, so that's why I think we got to need a little facts, right? That's why it's important in these kinds of sugyas to get as many facts as you could because you got to find out what the issues are, and you're kind of being thrown in the middle of a sugya, and you have to figure out what's you know, it's a new mishnah, but there are assumptions being made here that we're just not aware of. So I think we have to go a little further. Okay, but on the basic level, machlokas here is can you do, you know? So I got to summarize. I don't know where you got cut off, but the summarize. One question is that we're asking is what David's asking is why not just say zechal and shalavafanov? He's an ani, and I'm taking it for him. So who cares that I'm an asher? He's an ani. So it should be simple. And Ariel's question is fine. Let's say you're not allowed to for some reason. Okay, like David's suggesting, you're not allowed. It's only for Aniyam. Ashiram, hands off. Okay, get out of here. Fine, but Baman is now I am doing it. So why doesn't it work? So it's Gizela, is it? I mean, why doesn't it work? So I'm not allowed, so I'm a bad guy, but why doesn't it work? Okay, fine. So that's the question. Then what? Migo, one Migo, two Migo, the whole thing, I mean, is what is. It's a mystery. I mean, what is Migo altogether? We don't know the problem why you have to invoke Migos. Once you start invoking Migo, we don't know what's the difference between one Migo and two Migos, right? I mean, we really, you know, it's a good loss type of feeling here, right? But I don't think it's a good idea to try to answer these questions. I mean, I don't think it's a good methodology to start answering these things already. I think you got to get some facts. You don't even know the problems. You don't even know what's going on here. Got to get more facts. Okay, at least the facts that Agmar presents us with. I mean, I don't know if we learn through the whole Shas in order to answer this thing, but at least the Sugya itself should give us the relevant, some relevant factors. I mean, maybe we'll have to go looking afterwards, or still if we don't have. But I mean, I just think it's a good idea to get at least the one time over just to get familiar with the issues in the Sugya. Okay, but ask questions along the way. I think that's a good way to do it. Ask questions. Don't try to answer them, because I think even if you start trying to answer them, you start getting these...
bad ideas.
Yeah, you get bad ideas, exactly. You start trying to squeeze things in, you don't even know the problems, and you just come up with an idea, and then you get stuck to your great svara before you even have all the problems, you don't even know what's going on. So I think it's better off just, like, ask the question, you know. I mean, if an idea crosses your mind, but don't really, don't believe in yourself too much, you know. You're not ready to give answers yet. Okay. So let's see. So then the Gemara says... I mean, sometimes it's hard because there's a resistance to doing bikias, but I mean, that's a bad. That's a problem. You gotta do the bikias. You can't. You just gotta, you know, go through it. You gotta get through the facts, and you know, you could want to think, but you have to know when to start thinking. Okay, so then the Gemara says like this. Okay, so Amar Leir Nachman Ula. Okay, so. Okay, fine. So Ula says, again, so Ula is the one who says that this whole machlokas is talking about only by an ashir who wants to take it for an ani, because it's two migos you need. But if it's one migo, right, if it's an ani for an ani, then everyone agrees you could do it, because there's only one migo, and everyone agrees you could do one migo, right? That was Ula's point. Now Rav Nachman says to Ula, hold on a second. V'lema mar me ani lani machlokas. Why not say the machlokas is even by anirani? And the question is, are you allowed to even say one migo? Right? Why? Who said that we could even do one migo? Maybe the machlokas is, could you even do one migo in the first place? Why are you taking it as a given that you could do one migo? The machlokas is whether you do two migos. Maybe there's a machlokas whether you could even do one migo. Right? And why? And he's going to try to prove from our Mishnah that there is a position who holds in our Mishnah that you cannot do even one migo. Okay? There's a position, that's what he's going to do. Okay, I'm giving you a little preview here. I'll make it a little easier. There's going to be a position he's going to show from our Mishnah that someone holds you cannot even do one migo. And therefore, if you're learning, Ula, the machlokas is, everyone agrees you can do one migo, the only machlokas is about two, then you have our Mishnah who doesn't line up with anybody. Whereas if you learn the machlokas is whether you could do one migo or you can't do one migo, then our Mishnah works out. It's the Shita who holds that you can't do one migo. Okay? That's what he's going to do. He says, the ha-metzia, ha-kalani ha-metzia, because by metzia, there's no ani or ashi, right? By metzia, everyone could take. There's no halacha that only a poor or rich person could take a metzia. Metzia is just an item on the floor, right? Right. V'tnan, ha-yarochev al-gabe behema. You're riding on a horse. That's our behemoth. V'roya sametziya, v'amalech avera tenali, not la, v'amar ani zachisi ba, zacha ba. Okay. So this is the way it's learning the case here. It's saying is that you're on the horse. Okay, see, here's the way, this is not the simplest way to learn the case, and the Gemara's later are going to learn it differently, but the Gemara's learning the case now to be saying that you pick up the item on behalf of your friend. Okay, you pick up, your friend says, pick it up for me. You pick it up on his behalf. When time of you pick it up, it's for him. And then before you give it to him, you say, nah, I want it. Okay, I want it. I don't want to give it to you. And the Mishnah is saying, it's all yours. You don't have to give it to him.
Before you give it to him?
Before you give it to him. Yeah, once you give it to him, then the Mishnah says it's too late. But before you give it to him, even though with the time that you picked it up, you had him in mind, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work. You can't be koneh on his behalf. And therefore, even though that's what you're thinking, it didn't work. And as long as you don't give it to him, you're allowed to change your mind. Right? Why? Right? So it doesn't work.
How do the words mean it?
Ha-yarochev al-gabayim, ha-varasa metziya, ha-amar l'chaveiro t'nali. So not law, he takes it. Right? He takes it for him, based on what he said. Ha-amar, and then he says, afterwards, ani zachisi ba. No, I merit it. Right? So zachaba. So it works. Okay, Rashi says, v'tnan, this is what Rashi interprets it right here. Tamatziya hakol ani ametzla, kolomar hakol ksherim lezakos baka ani embepeya. All right. So everyone could take it. V'tnan, v'yomatziya lachavero, lo kana chavero. V'lo amrinan migo di'ihave bo'ihave zachli lenavshe zachli nami lechavre. You don't say, again, why wouldn't you be able to pick it up on his behalf? Right? Because you're not him. So you'll say, yeah, but I could pick it up for myself. So migo that I could have picked it up for myself, I should be able to pick it up for him. But no, you don't say that. You don't say migo de'aboy ma'mitzil chavre. I'm sorry, zachan avshay, zachan amil chavre. Ki magba la kula l'shem chavera. When you pick it up, the whole thing, we'll see why the whole thing, but you pick it up for the purpose of your friend. So again, you're trying to pick it up for your friend. But hold on, how can you pick it up for your friend? You're not your friend. Right? So you'll say, well, I could have picked it up for myself. So amigo that I can pick it up for myself, I should be able to pick it up for my friend. But apparently our Mishnah holds, you can't do that. You don't say that. That, look, if your friend wants it, let him pick it up. But what right do I have to pick it up for him? So if you say amigo, amigo. But apparently our Mishnah doesn't hold by amigo. So I'm a person, I'm an machlokas. If you want to say the machlokas is by an ani, whether or not you say migo or not, machlokas money, masis and money, rabbanani, then our Mishnah is the rabbanan who hold that you don't say migo. then it doesn't work. But Eliyamrit Ba'ashir Ani Machlokas Amani Dere Kol Zacha. But if you're going to say everyone agrees, you could say one migo. The only machlok is whether you could say two migos. Hamani Lo Rabbanu Lo Rabbi Eliezer. Then our mission has nobody, because both Rabbanu and Rabbi Eliezer both agree that you could say one migo. The only question is, could you say two migos? So what about you, Ula, saying the machlokas is everyone agrees one migo, the only machlokas is two migos? You're forcing our Mishnah to be according to nobody. You're forcing our Mishnah to be according to nobody.
And again,
so the Gemara's answer is simple. I mean, this is the Cheshbon for the Gemara's answer is you're reading the Mishnah wrong. The Mishnah is not saying where that you picked it up with him in mind. The Mishnah means where you picked it up in the first place on your behalf. Really, even the Mishnah holds you could migo, you could pick it up for him. But that's not the case in our Mishnah. It says Amalei Masnis Namar Tchila. It means where initially you picked it up for yourself, not that you picked it up for him. And then you change your mind, you know, and it doesn't work because you don't say migo. No. In a chlam, if you picked it up for him, Ula's going to say, if you picked it up for him, then of course it works because of migo. But our Mishnah's talking about where you picked it up for yourself. He told you to pick it up for him, but you didn't listen to him. So you picked it up for yourself. So
why is
that's
it a chesh?
Okay, that's a good, different question. Why is it a chesh? Okay, I don't know. Forget about that question. Okay, so look at Rashi. Don't worry, Tchila. Hi, Ani Zachisi Badik Amar, when he says that I'm Zocha. Originally, initially I picked it up for myself. I didn't pick it up for you. So, but if you pick up a metzia for somebody else, it works. Okay, similarly, just like by an ani picking up for an ani, because it's one migo, so it works like ula. Okay, so that's basically what it's saying. So Ula is still maintaining that you can pick up a metzia, because it's the same question. Could you pick up a metzia for somebody else? So how can you pick it up for somebody else? So you say migo that I can pick it up for myself, I can pick it up for him. That's a migo. Okay, and then the machloka says, could you do the double migo? Okay. Let's go a little further. Okay, a little further. There's one other case which is relevant here. Okay, and I think this is a more primary case. Okay, it says Rav Nachman Rav Chista. The Amri Travayu. Okay, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista both say.
Where are you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, we're up to. So, Yodom and Allah to the 10th line about.
Yeah.
Hamagbiya Matzila Chavero, Lo Kana Chavero. So they hold, right, this is, I guess, opposite from what we've been learning until now, that if you pick up a Matzia for your friend, you it doesn't work. Okay, right? Until now, we've been saying it does work because of Amigo, right? Question one Amigo, two Amigos, but they say no. Pick up a migo for your friend, it doesn't work. You can't pick up a metzia for somebody else. Why? My taima. Why not? Right, why not say Zachal HaShal B'fanav? It says, Have a tofes lebal chov b'makom shechav la'achera. It is similar to grabbing something for a bal chov, someone who's owed money, okay, in a case where you are causing a loss to others. And that doesn't work. Okay, let's see Rashi. What's it talking about? So it says as follows. I skipped a little of the cheshbon, but it's the cheshbon. You can work it out on your own. Okay, it says, Okay. So, let's see. Here it says, Ka'asher adam haba me'elav. Okay, so a person comes on his own. Vitofes mamon chavero. Okay, so let's say, for instance, let's take an example. Okay, so let's say Rindy owes Max money. Okay, Rindy owes Max money. So what I do is, okay, I grab from Rindy the money on Max's behalf. Okay, I see Rindy happens to have $100 on the table, and I know that he owes it to Max and it's overdue. So I just grab it. I say I'm calling out on behalf of Max. Okay, so that's what it's saying. Bame il tovis mamun chavero, take Rindy's money, bishvil chov sheyesh la'acher alav, for the debt that he has to somebody else on him, to Max. Uba l'kadem, right, and why am I doing that? Why wouldn't I just wait for Max to get there? Ad shelo yitvesen uba chov acher, because I know that Rindy also owes towel money. Right? So I know that before towel gets a chance to hop up that $100, I want to grab it for Max. Right? The nimsa tofes zeh, that by me grabbing it, chav b'tfisasa zos, as anoshim ha'acherim, I am creating a chov, and I'm creating a harm, okay? I'm harming by my grabbing Tawel, because he's not going to get the money which he's owed. Right, so I'm a toe-faced lebalchov, I'm grabbing money. Apparently, if a Tawel wasn't owed money, there was no other money, fine, I'm grabbing it from Max. It's Max's money, he deserves it. But now, if Rindy owes two people money, both Max and Tawel, so then they could both grab it. First come, first serve.
Max
so
could grab it.
Max could grab it. Max
could
grab
it. What? You just can't.
Yeah, right. Max could. No, it's free for all. Whoever gets it, gets it. Okay? Whoever gets it, gets it. So they could, either one of them could grab it. But now by me doing Max a favor and grabbing the money, I'm harming Tawel. So what right do I have to do that? That just says you don't have
the
right to do that.
Because
Max owes owed the money. Max is owed the money, just like Tawel's owed the money. So therefore, either one of them could get it. But me, a third party, so by me, it's a tofes lebalchov. I'm gaming it for the Balchov of Max, b'makom shechav la'acherim, in a place where you're causing a loss, a debt, to the others, to Tawel. Okay, and he holds that, you can't do. Chav la'acherim, mapsid as'acherim. You're causing others to lose. That's what chav means, the loss. K'mo'in chavin la'adam. He's explaining lashon chav. Okay, I'm creating a chav for them. Fine. Lo kana, why not? K'da amar b'ksuvos. D'lav kol k'minei liyot kofetz me'elav. The chav la'elo, that it's not lav kol k'minei, means it's not in his power. He doesn't have the power to jump on his own and to create a chov to Tawel. Me'acha shlo aso'u oso hanosha shliach litvos. Since the lender, Max, never made me a shliach to grab it. If Max appointed me as his shliach, Rashi says, Rashi alone says, then I'd be able to grab it for Max. But here, I on my own want to decide Zachan Adam Shalbafanov and to be told grab it for Max and thereby to harm Tawel. That doesn't work. You can't do that. Okay? You can't do that. According to these guys, right? I mean, the other guys held you could.
Is Rashi a minority opinion over here?
What?
Is Rashi a minority
yes.
opinion?
Yes. Rashi's actually on the other side of the Gemara. There's another Gemara which, I don't know, it has a case. Tosas asks on him. Tosas, you see, Tosas, Vachom, Shachon, Lokani. Mashapir Shrashi, Mishun, the Loso, Shliach, it's a short one. Einera, the Beperaka Kosev Mashma, Gabe, Uvda, the Yemar Bar Chashu, the Tovis Bachom, Shachon, Lokani, I feel so Shliach, because there's a story of a guy, Yemar Bar Chashu, who appointed his Shliach to go and be gone after him, and the Rabbanan said, no, hold on a second, you can't do it, sorry, you're a Shliach. So I mean, it's open. And Rashi, there's Rashi there even. You know, he didn't miss that Gemara. So I don't know. I don't know how Rashi's going to explain, but that's what he's saying. So you have Machlokes in Rashi and Tosos, whether this problem exists even by Shliach or only by Zachin. But for our purposes, forget about Shliach. Okay, I mean, we'll look at it later. I hope to take up the Machlokes. For our purposes, let's say Zachin. So Zachin HaShulchanim, you want to be Zocha on behalf, and this is important. Okay, this is, I think, the background case which all of our stuff is based upon. This is the background for me going all that stuff, okay? So again, that I want to, I think this is the platform, that Rav Nachman and Rav Chista are saying that, again, if Rindy owes Max and Tawel money, and I want to grab the money, Max on his own could grab it, Tawel on his own could grab it. But if I, the Torah, Zachal Alam Shal Bafanav, I want to grab it for Max, I don't have the power to do that and thereby harm Tawel. It's not within my capabilities. Okay? That's not within my capabilities. I don't have the power to do that. Why? Because. Okay, that's what has to be explained here. But that's what they're saying, is that you don't have the power to. All our questions exist, but I did. But it doesn't work. Right? I mean, that's the answer. It doesn't work. But why not? That's the question, okay? But that's what they're saying. That you don't have the ability to be Zocha on behalf of Max in the case where it's going to harm others. And therefore, that's in that case. So now what about by Metzia? Right? This is the case really is by Metzia. So now if there's an item on the floor which I want to pick up for Max, right? Which I want to pick up for Max, so then similarly, that by me picking it up for Max, I'm going to thereby be harming Tawel from, because he can't pick it up now. Right? And if I didn't pick it up, if Max is here, Max pick it up on his own. But now I'm picking it up on Max's behalf, but thereby knocking out Tawel. So I don't have a right to do that.
How would I do that? Because it's the same case that I'm zachlan and shalafana from X, and thereby knocking on towel. So therefore, he says I have no right to do that. Whereas they respond, others will respond back. Yeah, but migo that I could take it for myself. What's towel's complaint? That hey, I wanted it. Yeah, but well, I could have taken it for myself, and towel would have been out of the picture. So now I'm taking it for Max. What's your problem? What he's saying is, hey, I want it. Yeah, but I could take it for myself. So since Migo that I could have taken it for myself and excluded towel, so what are you going to say? I don't have a right to take it for Max? Well, what do you care? I'm just taking it, you know? So that's the Migo idea. Is that Migo is an attempt to get around this problem that I am being chav to towel by my taking it. See, by Bachov, I guess you can't say that. There's no Migo. Because Rindy doesn't owe me money. So I can't take it, right? If Rindy owed me money, then I guess he'd say the same thing. But he doesn't owe me money. So only Max, he owes Max and Tal money. So either one of them could take it. But I can't take it for Max because that's his vachol, right? But here, you want to say Migo. Migo already is a different story. But it seems to me that the Matavid Vachov itself is a machlokas. You could argue, even by the Tovid Vachov, you could do it. Okay? You could argue, but it seems like it's a machlokas by the Vachov itself. Is could I take it for Max and thereby knock towel out? That's a machlokas. But even if you say that you cannot do it, then there's a further question: is do you say Migo? Well, Migo, well, by case of Sia, you may say you could do it because of Migo, and then you have the one Migo, two Migo question, right, which is for later. Right? That's why I'm saying to start at the one or two. You see, this is really the beginning of the issue, even though the stars are over there. But this is really the beginning. Okay, this is what I think is important. You gotta start. These are now at least we don't understand the concept yet, but at least we understand like a description of the problems. We don't know what conceptually the problem is, but these are the issues at hand. The issues at hand are similarly by the ani, by me taking it for the ani, me Ashir taking it for someone ani. So by me taking it for ani number one, I'm harming Ani number two, because Ani number two could have taken it. So Ani number two will say, hey, get out of here. Ani number one wants it. Let him come down here himself. What are you doing here? But I'll say, hey, I could be an Ani if I wanted to. I could make myself Nechasim Hefker, and I could take it. So what's your problem? Now I'm taking it for him. Who cares? Something like that, right? Yeah. The types of issues which are going on here.
This already helps the fact that it's not a focus about Migo. Like, it's at least related to what we're
talking about.
Yeah,
it's related to some other topic, or maybe Zachin. Maybe, that's why it seems to be, if you want to know what's it related to, it seems related to Zachlan and Slavafana. Perhaps. But then it relates to Shliach also. I mean, that's what Shliach is another. But for the time being, I think, seems to be in the ballpark of Zachlan and Slavafana.
Is it possibly related to Peya?
Possibly related to Peya? I mean, it's hard. I don't know. Who's to say? I mean, we'll say. Maybe. Maybe it's related to Peya. Maybe the detail of one or two Migos is related to Peya. Yeah, that's possible. I mean, we're not ready for it yet, you know. This is, I think, a good example of why you got to keep reading. Because, I mean, I think it's clear from here that the Peya and the one Migo, two Migos, even the Migo itself, Machlokas about Migo, comes after you know this idea of Tovis Bachol Makashav Al-Kherim, which itself is a question. Tovis Machlokas. Do you say Tovis Bachol Makashav Al-Kherim? Yeah, like if you see, look at the Tosos, Lema Mar, on the bottom of the page. Right? Because the Gemara said, maybe the machlokas is even by one ani taken for the other ani, right? So look at what it says. He says, and that would be the machlokas. Is could you grab for a bachov for someone else where you end up harming the other guy? For lo mitam migo. They're not even arguing about migo. Right? Because as we were learning, maybe it's do you say one migo or not? But he said, forget migo. Who even needs migo? Just the question, the old question. Could you grab for a bachov one guy when you're harming the other guy? So the whole discussion there, I mean, there's two ways to learn. I mean, my point is, when you get to the Cheshma, the Cheetos, the point is that there are two ways to learn this. There's two issues here. One issue is in the very before Migos, is could you grab for one guy in a case where you're going to harm the other guys? Then you could, even if you say you can't do that, but Migo might be. And then it's machlokas whether you could say Migo. And then even if you say Migo, it's machlokas whether you could say two Migos. So you have like three machlokas in the very Gemara. Machlokas, could you grab for a Bachov in a case where you're going to harm the other Bachov? In case of like a loan, could I grab for Max when it's going to harm Tawil? Okay, straight up machlokas.
Where's the machlokas?
That's what Tosfos is referencing, but that's a question of Tofes Bachov Makam Shechav L'Acher.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Tosfos Leim at the bottom of Testament Beis. It's one question. Even if you say no, you cannot do that, you have Machlokas, will Migo help the situation? Like by Yemetzia, where it's not, you're not an alien party, but you yourself could take it for yourself. Then your Machlokas, will that allow you to take it for someone else? And then, assuming that that does work, what about a double Migo?
Right.
By the Peya, you can't quite do the Migo, because you have a step removed, because you're not Nani. But then you do double Migo. That's another Machlokas. Okay. And then we have that other Machlokas, Rashi Tosos, is whether this whole issue of Tosis Balchov, Shliach gets around it, or Shliach also doesn't get around that problem. Right?
Was that also?
Rashi Tosos, whether Shliach gets around the problem.
Right.
I think the starting point has to be the very first question, right? Tovis Bachel Bakin Shachav L'Acher. Okay, if Rindio's Max into a money, could I take it on Max's behalf and thereby be Chav L'Acher? Do you say Lav Kol Kamine, I have no ability to grab it for him and thereby be Mechayev him? Or you say, no, you could. So I think we got to start there. Because Migo, everything builds on top of that. Right? So that's why I was pushing ahead.
What's the approach to
that? I guess the approach to think about that is on the surface, why can't I? Why can't I? Right? I mean, the issue isn't because Zachin doesn't work that way. It's because you're Chav L'Acherim. If you work out a way that you weren't going to be Chav L'Acherim, there weren't L'Acherim, you're just picking something up for a guy, so then you could. I mean, definitely, if you just had something that had his name written all over, no one else had a right to take it, so then I could pick it up for him and be Zachin L'Acherim. Definitely I could do that. But here it's because I'm thereby being Chav to others. And the question is, could I do it by being Chav to others? So, I mean, I guess the question to ask and the approach is, why not? Right? Why not? Who cares if I'm Chav to others?